Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's Albert Kennedy here. It's February 14th, 2022. Historic time to be alive. You got a journal? I'd be writing in it because it's historic. A lot of amazing things are going to take place. A lot of fucking really dark shit's going to take place. Pretty interesting what's happening around the world right now with the convoys of Canadian flags being everywhere. I find that I'll turn my music down. I've noticed some trends. Three, actually. Three specific ones. One, the amount of love and unity around the world from the people is huge. It's huge. It can't be stopped. Two, the amount of unity between races, religions, creeds, it's huge. They wanted us divided. We united. The amount of love that is everywhere in Canadian pride is astronomical. The only time I ever remember this, I'm 43 years of age. I've lived through a few things: the fall of the Berlin Wall, fall of the Soviet Union, Nelson Mandela being released from jail, and I watched all that because my parents made me pay attention. The only time I remember this much national pride is when Sidney Crosby scored the winning goal in Vancouver against the Americans. That's the only time I've ever witnessed this much national pride. Trudeau, you fucked up. You fucked up. So, here's my thoughts on the Emergency Act. Thank fuck you're finally gonna end the charade, you criminal motherfuckers. That's my honest opinion. Let them. Let them. We've gone through 2 years of being gaslighted, lied to, and we knew this was coming. We've waited for this. I've waited for this. I've waited for this charade to end for fucking 2 years. So, I think it's great. And a lot of people might not, but remember, face everything and rise. It's really important. If you're involved in the convoys, and if you're involved in protesting, I strongly suggest that you look up January 6th. You need to start remaining anonymous. So, here's a little tip. If you're on Facebook and you're on any of the convoys, look to see who the amids are. Check out their likes. Because in the Coots convoy, one of the main administrators on the Facebook group, which I believe has 300,000 people in it, I'm pretty sure he's a fucking cop. I didn't stutter. I'm pretty sure the guy running the Facebook Coots fucking messenger is a cop. Or he's tied to the cop. Because I've never met anybody who is a normal person who likes the RCMP Stingray fucking group and likes Facebook and likes Meta and has the driest as fuck fucking Facebook likes I've ever seen in my life. Very copish. Very copish. And he didn't bat an eye when I said that Stingray was attached into the radio towers and was recording every communication of everybody around the Coots area and all their data. He went on and bashed about QAnon. Food for thought. Again, this is just a coffee rant where I'm just putting out my ideas here. Feel free to discuss them in the chat. I'd love to add it. I like conversations. I'm bored as fuck. Hopefully, I go back to work on Wednesday. As long as they don't shut the world down. It's really important to use discernment. As you can see, the controlled opposition in Canada is starting to fight each other. Ezra Pat-King. They're both grifters. They got the grifting down. Fat, literally, and it's great. Listen to everybody. I listen to Alex Jones, and he's in the Mossad stat for fucking agent. So, listen to everybody. Use your mind, think, use discernment. Whatever happens, Canada, whatever happens, know that we aren't alone. Know that wherever you are, you're not alone. And whatever's going to take place, face it and rise. The time to be afraid is over. Time to face it is now. Thanks, Andrew 2 cents.